Yeah, that's kind of a manageable temperature.
I've got to get in fast, and if I don't get these wet clothes off, my body will go into shock.
In this wind, they should hopefully dry and maybe not the van. But at least, during that time, I can lie in this hot pool and not freeze to death. Thank God for volcanoes.
Here in the hot water, you've quickly regained your body heat.
Now, it's kind of almost like being at home, apart from a bit muddier.
After warming up and with my clothes nearly dry, it's time to get going. Iceland has many geothermal areas, and over 90% of homes are fueled by naturally heated water. This comes from underground rivers being heated by volcanic magma.
I needed to be a bit careful with where I'm treading here, because what you often get are these soft areas of mud, where actually the mud is at boiling point, really frothing away. And every year, there'll be several tourists who'll get stuck in this stuff and get really, really badly burned. The way just to test the ground is just to step really gingerly and just push with your boot, see whether the mud is soft or not. And also just to tap it as well, because often it will feel like hollow. And what that means is you've got this crust over the top with the mud then boiling underneath it. And look, see, even here, this is what I mean. Look, you've got a hole straight down. If I trod on that, this will probably give way. So I'll step over this bit.